desk. Thank you. Back in the cab, she gave the address of the law firm and then closed her eyes for a moment. She had no desire to keep this meeting, but hopefully it would be quick. And maybe Uncle Albert had left her a giant pile of money that would make her care less about her entire career going up in a conflagration of false accusations. Yes, it was far-fetched, but she'd have said the same thing about getting fired a couple of hours ago. 20 minutes later, she found herself shaking the hand of a nervous-looking lawyer and apologizing for running late. Mr. Brightwater pushed up his glasses and shook his head.
It's no trouble, ma'am.
If she wasn't having the shittiest day of her life, she might find him entertaining. But since she was, she wanted to get this over with and get on with it already. So, how does this work? I must confess I've never inherited anything before.
If you'll take a seat, I'll walk you through the provisions of the will and answer any questions you may have.
Sounds good. Mr. Brightwater started talking. It took more effort than she cared to admit to remain focused. She caught no surviving children and something about his favorite niece, then realized she was the niece, even though she'd met him maybe half a dozen times in her life. All his worldly possessions, the inn at Netherfield Green, Rose and Crown Pub, Derbyshire. For the second time that day, her head spun. Eventually, he stopped talking and Lauren just stared. Surely she'd misheard him. A pub, as in public house, as in bar.
Yes, ma'am.
He pushed his glasses up for at least the 10th time. Did she intimidate him, or did he always have that nervous energy?
It's also an inn with 12 rooms.
She shook her head, officially the strangest meeting she'd ever had, which, given her morning, was saying a lot. What am I supposed to do with an inn?
Well, Miss Montgomery, you own it, so you may do whatever you'd like with it.
She owned an inn, and a pub, in England, from a great uncle she'd met a handful of times. Insane. Including sell it?
He frowned. There's nothing in the will that would prohibit it once you've taken possession.
Maybe this wouldn't be all bad. Sure, inheriting money would have been a lot easier, but if she could sell it quick for even 300 or 400 grand, her nest egg would almost double in size. That would give her time to hire a lawyer and strategize her next move, like suing Kessler Aldridge for an obscene amount of money and vindicating herself and her reputation. And making Philip suffer, because did she ever want him to suffer? Mr. Brightwater cleared his throat. Clearly, she'd gotten ahead of herself. She refocused her attention on the task at hand. And when can I take possession?
As early as next week. You do need to be physically present, however. That is one of the stipulations.
She could handle a few days in the UK, a couple of nights in London, some shopping, a quick jaunt to Derbyshire, wherever the hell that was. Perfect. I'll arrange travel and let you know the details. Will you be handling that side of things as well? For the first time since the meeting started, Mr. Brightwater seemed to relax.
No, Ms. Montgomery. I'm based here in the U.S. There will be a local solicitor to manage that end. I'll be happy to give you her contact information. I believe she helped your uncle create his will.
She imagined a female version of Mr. Brightwater, complete with little glasses and hair in a bun. Excellent.
Very good. I think we're done here.
He stood and extended a hand.
I'm sorry again for your loss.
She stood and shook his hand, offered him a subdued smile. No point in telling him she hardly knew her uncle, or that at 94 she'd hardly consider his passing tragic. Thank you, and thank you for everything.
Of course, Miss Montgomery. You take care.
He walked her to the door, offered her a final, nervous nod. Outside, Lauren turned right and walked with purpose to 6th Avenue. Once there, safely out of view of Mr. Brightwater's office, she paused. She needed to make a game plan. One that didn't involve asking her admin to make travel arrangements for her. Which sucked, really, because Chrissy was amazing at travel plans. The events of the morning came crashing back, threatening to suffocate her. She needed a game plan for that, too.